This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's no indication that protests and some of the violence associated with them will stop in the United States, although Minnesota's attorney general increased the charge against fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and charged three additional officers who were at the scene during the death of George Floyd. Initially, Chauvin was fired and charged with third-degree murder after kneeling on the neck of Floyd, who begged for air. The charge was upgraded to second-degree murder. Tens of thousands of Americans have continued to take to the streets and cities across the country for protests that have at times led to widespread vandalism and looting. U.S. President Donald Trump's Pentagon chief has backed away from the president's plan to use active-duty troops to quell protest. But then Defense Secretary Mark Esper reversed course and kept the 82nd Airborne Division on standby after he visited the White House. An obvious clash between the U.S. military and its commander-in-chief, Esper says active duty troops should not be deployed only in the most urgent and dire of situations, and the U.S. is not there now. Mr. Trump has raised the possibility of, though the White House has cooled on the idea as protests have calmed over the last couple of days. North Korea is using the George Floyd strategy or tragedy to accuse the United States of having a double standard. It said the United States is in no position to criticize China over Hong Kong or human rights when Washington threatens to unleash dogs to suppress anti-racism protests at home. In an article carried by North Korea's main state-run news agency, KCNA, an unnamed spokesman for the International Affairs Department of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea criticized recent comments by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on China. This is VOA News. Journalists are now waging legal fights to combat against alleged attacks by law enforcement while covering protests set off by the death of George Floyd. A freelance photographer backed by the American Civil Liberties Union filed suit against the city of Minneapolis. More than 100 news organizations have signed a letter urging Minnesota to make sure journalists can do their job unimpeded. Minnesota, where Floyd died last week after a police officer pressed his knee into his neck for several minutes, is blamed for the most incidents. The U.S. Press Freedom Tracker is investigating more than 200 reported incidents of assault, arrest, or equipment damage against reporters in the last week alone. Approximately 386,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 107,000 of the deaths occurring in the United States. There are more than 6.4 million infections globally and more than 1.8 million in the U.S. The epic damage to America's job market from the viral outbreak will come into sharper focus Friday when the government releases the May employment report. 8 million more jobs are estimated to have been lost. Unemployment could top 20%, and potentially fewer than half of all adults may be working. Beneath the dismal figures would be signs that job cuts, severe as they are slowing as more businesses gradually or partially reopen. Still, the economy is mired in a recession, and any rebound in hiring will likely be painfully slow. Economists foresee unemployment remaining in double digits through the November elections and into 2021. In another escalation of tensions between Washington and Beijing, the White House banned Chinese passenger airlines from flying into the U.S. starting June 16th. The Department of Transportation said the ban will go into effect because China has failed to comply with an existing air travel agreement on flights between the world's two biggest economies. Up until this point, Chinese commercial and charter flights were still permitted to fly into the United States during the current health crisis, mainly to fly Chinese students back home. But China has yet to permit U.S. carriers like Delta Airlines and United Airlines to resume any flights to China. The two companies complained to the White House about the double standard. Major U.S. airlines voluntarily stopped passenger flights between the two countries in February after President Trump banned entry of non-U.S. citizens from Chinese locations where cargo flights kept flying. The DOT said in a formal notice that Chinese are unable to say when they will once again let U.S. carriers reinstate flight schedules. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.